the farm. When he started public working, the farm got smaller. Mm-hmm. That's when I began to learn to plow and, mm-hmm. you know, stuff like that. So I guess that's why my knowledge of the farm is not, you know, like I say, ours wasn't a big operation. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have to have, you know, that's why I don't know as much about.
Yeah.
Is it?
Well,
know,
some of these
yeah.
questions may not be relevant to this area.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm going to just go ahead and ask you anyway.
Yeah.
The mm-hmm. fenced in place around the barn where the animals could walk around, you call that a.
The fenced in area where the fenced in area around the barn?
Uh huh.
Oh my goodness, what do we call it? I don't know. Fenced in here around the barn. Barnyard, I don't know.
Okay. And a place where you let the animals graze.
Pasture.
And say if you were growing some corn, a lot of corn, you
yeah.
call that a corn?
Well, we call it a corn field or corn patch.
Uh-huh. Which is bigger, the field or patch?
Field.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, we raised a big what of corn this year? We raised a big...
Crop.
Okay. And a crop that hadn't been planted that year but comes up anyway, you'd call that a...
We said volunteer, you know. I said, that's what we'd say, volunteer, you know.
Uh-huh.
Anything that comes up, you don't plant it, we call it volunteer.
What sort of things come up volunteer?
Are potatoes, peanuts, peas, I think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
any other name for peanuts? Have you ever heard?
Peanuts, pandas.
Uh-huh. Is that the same thing? Or?
Yeah, same thing. But I mean, you know, people, older people,
mm-hmm.
say pandas. You know?
Uh-huh. Place where a commercial farm where they have milk cows, you call that a...
There.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear that word dairy used to mean anything else besides this commercial farm?
No. I mean, unless you know, no. The word dairy, like a lot of other words, has been
mm-hmm.
popular since you got these dairy cream, little dairy stands and what have you, but...
Mm-hmm.
When you spoke of the word dairy, you were simply referring
mm-hmm.
to where you milk a cow,
mm-hmm.
you know? And
what
that's
about,
all I know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's,
where did y'all used to keep milk and butter before you had refrigerators? Do you remember that?
I know you had to keep it in a milk shed somewhere, in a cool
uh-huh.
milk shed, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, we kept it out somewhere where it was cool at, on a milk shed, you know? They had a place to keep it.
You keep it near a spring or something? Or?
Yeah, it was somewhere around water.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, I was rather small, and we didn't, you know, I don't know a whole lot about
mm-hmm.
that because we didn't have a lot of the store. But they did have milk sheds, and they had some cool place, you know, where water was or something like that.
What about potatoes and turnips? Where were they kept during the winter?
We had potato banks for our potatoes, you know, we make a bank. Most people made, you know, that couldn't afford who didn't have what we call a potato house,
mm-hmm.
would build banks, you know,
mm-hmm.
take corn stalks and hay, and then they would cover it with dirt, you know,
mm-hmm.
put some potatoes in it. That's now about turnips. We never did. I don't think we liked them well enough to try to keep them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they just, you know.